This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, B, lot to discuss today. I guess our biggest, I don't know if you agree with me. Let's chill on jumping to conclusions. Whether they've won or lost free agency, I think it's premature. That's all I'm saying.
It is premature because you got to let them play first. But, you know, the people that go around grading it, a lot of them feel Washington is doing a damn good job. So,
well, I think the Tunsil trade changes everything. How much do you care that he was the most penalized left tackle in football?
I want that to improve because I don't, you know me, I hate drives being stalled by stupid penalties. And maybe, just maybe, we're going to get some of those people that call him a lot. What John was saying yesterday, he got a lot of crews that call a lot of stuff on him. Maybe, and then maybe the cadence could have been something that threw him off too. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff was false starts. Was he playing against some pass rushers that are a lot better than the ones he's going to face over here? We'll see. But, yes, that is something they need to work on correcting. But I'm not going to sit up here and say, oh, I wouldn't want him on my team. That would be crazy. I want him to improve it, though.
I mean, by all accounts, everyone I've talked to is – Tunsil is an absolutely elite pass-blocking left tackle. And you know why they brought him here? To protect Jaden Daniels.
Hey, most moves on offense need to be made to protect or give him more bullets in the chamber.
I don't know where you land on this. I've planted a flag for a certain player that I'm sure some people will disagree with. They clearly need edge rusher, right?
Yeah.
But I think we'll see what happens with Fowler. Maybe Fowler comes back. I think it might be too early to dismiss anything over a tweet. I think, let's say a week from now, Dante Fowler's having a press conference.
Listen to me,
you
Jay.
Know what he'll say? Oh, man, I was tweeting about.
Listen to me, Jay.
They messed up my delivery. Uber Eats messed up.
Miles Garrett said he couldn't win in Cleveland. He going to try to win now and make it $40 million a year, right? If the right money hits, he'll get right past it. Guys always tweet stuff, say stuff, and then you have to bite it. So that's why most time I just won't say anything. Just move past and see what happens.
How do you feel about a 6'3", 270, four-time Pro Bowler? Missed some time last year, but from what I have read, could have come back, but the team stunk. But the two previous years played all 17 games. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, he's 33.
33. Listen, I like the little deals we got last year and things like that, but I think as we begin to move forward, we got to get away from some of those so many one-year veteran-laden things. But if it's somebody that can help you this year, why are you trying to get somebody to get into that position that can grow into it? Cool.
Tank Lawrence is who I'm talking about. I think Tank Lawrence also really helps you against
the run game, too.
Here's where I'm at. Like, unless you're going to trade for Hendrickson, the best of these guys aren't going anywhere. The fact that Harold Landry got gobbled up right away, Hassan Reddick, the Bucks gobbled up right away, Khalil Mack decided to stay home, Chase Young just signed a 3-year, $50 million deal. Let me run through the show, by the way.
51.
Neil Greenberg joining us at 11 a.m. Ed Werder, longtime ESPN national NFL reporter, is going to join us at noon. Ed's an awesome dude. I've gotten to know him over the last year or two. And Matt Paris, formerly Washington Times, now covers the Saints, joining us at 1:30. Want to talk to him about Will Harris coming to town as well as Chase Young's new contract down there. But, B, I don't disagree with you. You'd love for them to identify some young talent they want to sign to a 3-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of Josh Sweat, who went to his old D coordinator in Arizona, that dude doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Preston Smith. I've known Preston Smith since his rookie year.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know his family. I really, really like him as a person. Preston got traded last year, late in the year, and then I think was inactive for a few games once he got traded to Pittsburgh. Like, it didn't go great.
Mm-hmm.
Preston's stats have really fallen off. That's not a player I'm interested in. I mean, we can talk about these edge guys that are available.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Za'Darius Smith is 34. Matthew Judon is going to be 34. Leonard Floyd got gobbled up as soon as he was released. So then you can scroll down, unless you want to sign Von Miller, who's going to be 37 this fall. Maybe he gives you something.
Mm.
You can scroll down, and then you get to dudes like Fowler and Farrell, like guys they already have here. Or you try to find somebody you think, they see something somebody else doesn't. And you look at a young guy. I look at Ojulari that's played for the Giants. I think Osai got re-signed by the Bengals. Look that up for me, White Brian, please. I don't know. Joseph Osai, if you want to talk yourself into that being something interesting. But the identifying a young edge player that maybe you can find and turn into something is really hard. Osai did re-sign with Cincinnati? Okay. Like, it's really, really hard to do, and the whole league is trying to do it. You know what they're trying to do in Seattle and Houston and the Rams and the Chargers and the Raiders? Mm-hmm. Is, yo, we think this kid that's in the third year of his rookie deal that we drafted in the fourth round, we think he might become something really good. We think he becomes a plus starter. Not a Pro Bowl player, but a plus starter.
Yeah.
You know what they're trying to do? Lock him up right there.
Totally.
So it's like, it's so easy to make these grand pronouncements of like, oh man, they got to find some young talent, lock them up to 4-year deals. It's hard. The whole league's trying to do that.
It's hard to do it, but I think the ultimate thing is these people are doing this 24/7.
Right.
And I know it's hard. And like you said earlier, it's fun. But sometimes you got to pump your brakes and allow the professionals to handle their job. And then once they get on the field, you have every right to say, well, he's not playing up to par. Because every year they sign people, and we lose our mind if the guy has a name. And that guy never lives up to the hype. Then they sign people we don't know, and they begin to come out here and make you believe in them sometimes. Just let it happen.
I think the key is to draft and develop, man. You got to draft and develop. And if you want to say – it's going to be a lot harder to do that this year because they've traded away a lot of picks. You're not incorrect. But they traded for studs, and if they pan out, then it's going to work out.
Yeah.
And perhaps that's overly simple. I'm not trying to be overly simple with it. But
they're doing nothing no other teams don't do. Every team, when they got a chance to get a stud in a trade, they try and get them. Then they go and get people in the draft. And they hope that the draft picks are filling some of those spots. And a lot of times you go and you trade for certain guys, and guess what? They play for the next 3-4 years with you. If they can do that, you win with it. If not, then you have somebody behind them getting ready to step in. That's how the bill from the draft, I think, throws people off, where most people take that as, oh, we only going to have draft picks. You still got to have some other guys that can play too. Can't just draft all young guys, throw them on the field, and think you're going to compete.
Now, the Joey Bosa thing would have been interesting. Obviously, he went to Buffalo. Like, there were some big players, but generally, the biggest name players are coming off a second contract that has been somewhere between underwhelming and just fine, or dudes with a bunch of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Sweat gets there, Bosa gets there. Like, I don't know, B, the Bears. If you go to any website, ESPN, CBS, Pro Football Talk, whatever website you're into, the Bears, in their free agent offseason grade, they're going to be graded really high because they've been super active.
Yeah.
They made a bunch of trades. They signed a center.
Their need was protect our quarterback, and they did that.
But there's no way to know if it's going to work.
You don't know. No,
Jonah Jackson got benched.
You got to find out once you get out on the field. If they improve, cool. But then again, on top of that, what if this offensive line gets good and Caleb Steele scrambles around before he throws the ball? You know what I'm saying? So all that has to come together. But still, based off of their information and their research, every team believes that they got better when they bring in these guys. No one knows that you step on the field.
As somebody who has watched the Donovan McNabb trade and the Alex Smith trade pan out here in Washington, I'm pretty wary of trading with Andy Reid, so that Joe Tooney thing doesn't look like the slam dunk to me. It does to others. I do want to talk specifically at receiver position, kind of what is available for Washington, what they're going to do.